It's been a year since an American pastor was put behind bars in Turkey, and he's still not out. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we're going to look at how you can pray and advocate for Andrew Brunson's release. And then, it's time to start thinking about Christmas presents. So what about the gift of literacy? We'll tell you what's needed and how you can get involved in just a few moments. But first, tomorrow marks exactly a year since U.S. pastor Andrew Brunson was imprisoned in Turkey. Now, it's been a long year for Brunson and those fighting for his freedom. He was initially charged with membership in an armed terrorist organization. However, Brunson's lawyers were given no evidence for these charges, and it's become increasingly clear that Brunson is now a pawn. Turkey wants the U.S. to extradite Fethullah Gulen, a cleric blamed for last year's failed coup. Last week, Turkey's President Erdogan says if the U.S. hands over Gulen, they would work to release Brunson. Now, Tat Stewart was a pastor who was on the mission board that sent Brunson to Turkey. He's also the chairman of Sat7 Pars, a Christian satellite television ministry to Persian speakers in the Middle East. He says,
my understanding is that in Turkey, if you charge somebody, you have to have a trial within a year. You can't just keep them in prison indefinitely. And so as the anniversary rolled around, which they would have had to have a trial, they upped the charges to treason, which is a very serious charge for any country to be charged with treason. And so I think they mainly did that to buy them more time.
If you want to do something to advocate for Brunson's release, go to missionnews.org and sign the petition. And finally, Stewart says,
well, I think we need to pray for him, but also very much for God to change the heart of the Turkish government.
Next, Global Advance has had a good year in both training and laying the groundwork for the future. Through its South Asia Advance Initiative, the ministry's been training frontline leaders in some very hard-to-reach places. Global Advance's Ken Yonke shares,
Pakistan is an incredible opportunity that has opened up for the Gospel's Advance recently. So far, we have held 6 training events in the nation of Pakistan, training and equipping indigenous leaders. So far this year, I'm excited to report that we've trained 948 frontline leaders.
And the ministry still has 2 more training sessions to do before the year's up. However, some of the frontline leaders have never heard the gospel preached in Pakistan. Global Advance is trying to help change this by traveling into rural Pakistani villages where very few Christians live.
Our intent is to begin to serve the basic needs of these villages by providing water and resources. We have individuals who are going to these villages on a regular basis to share the gospel and minister and encourage these families that are believers.
Would you pray for those who are involved in sharing the hope of God's word in Pakistan? And finally, let's face it, Americans spend a crazy amount of money on Christmas. In 2015, the average was somewhere around $900. In comparison, a gift of $22 that truly makes a difference in not one life but several seems so doable. Donna Glass of India Partners says they work in rural villages in India to help kids learn how to read and write. In these areas, traditional school is unavailable and education is underemphasized, so opportunities for a better future are slim. But literacy impacts entire families.
And a lot of times what happens is the child will come to these literacy classes and then they take this information home to their parents. And so their parents then learn, and this oftentimes does help them in being able to better communicate.
Literacy helps on a practical level and opens the doors to the future. Take this story of a boy from a remote forest village.
He learned all of his basic skills, his reading and writing and math, but he learned in his mother tongue, and he learned in English, and he was able to enter into a government hostel so he can continue his education.
So this Christmas, consider giving the gift of literacy. You'll be surprised at how far your gift reaches. To get the links, go to missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Christian Aid Mission is offering a free ebook called Finishing the Task. And the stories bring to life what it means to take the good news of the Savior to every tongue, tribe, and nation. Get yours free when you click on the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.